So, John, you've been quite proactive in this campaign. What are people's concerns?
The concerns are, obviously, the traffic. The traffic from this is going to be colossal. We've got around, surrounding the site, there's about 350 houses at present. When this is built, we've got another 950 houses, plus amenities with, there's a school, shops, nursery. So we're not going to be able to move on the roads. Also, people are just... we've had a lot of... Can I carry on?
Yeah.
Okay. We've had a lot of people on the phone, a lot of little old ladies ringing up, actually crying on the phone about this development, in tears.
Why have they got so emotional about it? Surely these homes have to be built somewhere.
Why?
Well, there's a housing shortage. Surely that's an issue. If you think there's 950 families desperate for somewhere to live, does that not make you feel a bit guilty?
Where are these families? I don't know of a single family homeless in Burton.
You talked about the traffic, but actually the developers are talking about improving the junction of the A511. Surely that's a good thing for you too.
How can you... The problem with it, they can improve the junction. What about the roads leading off from the junction that are already congested and snided with traffic every single morning? It's there for anybody to see in Burton. Most people actually sit in it waiting to get to work. It makes a lot of people actually late for work.
There are plans as well, as you said, to improve, to build things like primary school, there'll be a health centre. That's a benefit to you as well, having those amenities closer to you.
Well, the school, how many children do you know that haven't got a school to go to? I don't know of any. They all seem to have schools. Apparently the school, the necessity for schools is because we've had a baby boom for 2 years. So the government wants us to be ready for when those 2 years worth of children are ready for school, but it may be just a blip anyway.
But that's only 2 years away till they're ready for school, two or 3 years.
What happens if the baby boom stops at the end of 2 years? Are we going to have a lot of empty schools?
One of the other issues that you mentioned is, as you say, is the traffic. And your road's quite narrow along here, but if the roads are improved, would that be an advantage to you?
It would be an advantage, but how can you improve roads that houses a single track road in a lot of places? The land either side are owned by various landowners. How can it be improved? Our road only joins from Bee Mill to Horninglow Road. How could you improve that? All it's going to do is lead to bottlenecks either end of that road.
Are you not being a bit of a NIMBY? I mean, this is in your backyard. You can see it.
It's not actually. It's in my front yard, to be quite truthful. But I think if this goes ahead, we'll actually be in the new development's backyard ourselves. But no, I don't think we are being NIMBYs. The local people are really, really opposed to this development. And I don't think we are being NIMBYs at all. I hope we're not, anyway.